Scott Casper for TDRTV, intermattrussell.com, our friends at Pinning Down Autism as well. This interview brought to you by Clinch Gear. You'll find them online at clinchgear.com. Let's head out to Long Island, Staten Island, any one of the islands. I don't care. You pick it because that's where you're going to find Jason. Jason is...
We're good lesson on both, so we'll take it.
Well, I know, right? And the fact is you could be two places at once. That's how hard you're working to promote the cause of autism. Not autism, but to promote the cause. In other words, wrestling and autism are kind of going hand in hand because wrestling has become a great activity to help battle the overwhelming, sometimes overwhelming, and you're finding that to be true, Dad.
I'd say so, yeah.
the side effects of autism, or the effects, are not even side effects. They master your life. And Jason, you've got another event coming up as another group has started up as part of your original effort of Pinning Down Autism. That's coming up in North Carolina, and you're always keeping me apprised of what's going on. So fill our listeners in on what's going on in North Carolina.
Well, I tell you, the next stop for the Autism Awareness Mission that has really taken hold and taken a great life, not only with Pinning Down Autism, but with what Tom and Kim Ryan and Jeff Sittler started out in Ohio with the Wrestle Against Autism. Again, it's a separate organization, but doing the same thing of bringing the wrestling community together and involved in the fight. The next stop, again, being Fayetteville, North Carolina. The head of Rhino Wrestling, Marty Bartram, has really taken this, taken a hold of this, and creating an event that's going to be special. I mean, just looking on the event page, I'm seeing some of the big names: Nick Simmons, Ben Askren, scheduled to attend. I believe Mike Krause is going to do a benefit clinic there. Got several state champions and at least one national champion I know of who will be competing, so the wrestling will be top notch. But again, like, as you alluded to, the main thing is bringing the strength of what the people of wrestling are and pointing those efforts into the right direction of helping the families affected by autism.
All right, so it'll be May 7th and 8th in Fayetteville, North Carolina. And by the way,
I'm sorry, let me just jump in. May 9th, May 7th and 8th is actually the North Carolina State Greco and Freestyle Championships.
Okay,
my
bad.
And then Sunday the 9th will be the Pinning Down Autism event.
Well, you can visit the Pinning Down Autism website, and I'm going to let you give them that correct website address, if you would.
That is Pinning Down Autism, all one word, pinningdownautism.com. And then from there, there'll be a link in a couple places on the right margin and also lower down the page to the North Carolina event, which is at rhinowrestling.org. You can also navigate to information on the North Carolina event.
All right. Well, what can you tell us about, I mean, last time you and I spoke, I think the national numbers are 1 in 150 kids are affected or being diagnosed with autism. And now the number's actually crawled up to 1 in 110. And furthermore, I think it's 1 in 75 boys. Is that about right?
Yeah, 1 in 70. I believe it's actually 1 in 70 boys, the most recent count. So that trend is not changing. And where it'll be the next time we speak, God only knows, hopefully turning around and going back in the other direction. But that's what's happening. I think when we last spoke, we were on our second annual event and we had the thought of duplicating our efforts and hopefully people stepping up in other areas to be involved. And, sure enough, that's what's happened. First out in Nebraska with Dana College coach Bo Vest and his wife Jennifer did the first annual Nebraska event. And then the following week, Dennis Ryan of Sunkist and the Arizona State University, Sean Charles, hosted the first Arizona event. And now, of course, coming up in North Carolina next month. And some other places, we're hopefully spreading out to as well.
Isn't that amazing how wide open the wrestling community has become to support autism and autistic kids and adults too? Let's face it.
Sure.
I mean, this is not a kid's only disease. This affects people for their life
and
their lives.
And since you mentioned that, I'd be remiss if I didn't bring up another organization that I'm working a lot more closely with now. There's a Staten Island-based group called Possibilities. And what they do is they're an outfit. They do screen printing, embroidery, apparel, but the staff there is all teens and young adults with autism.
Is that
and
right?
That's correct. So they employ people, and everybody is paid a working wage, and they're put to work in a venue that they can handle and actually thrive in. And people who would be otherwise for lack of a better way of putting it, a financial drain on society, are productive, they're working, they're putting money back into the community from their own income. And another thing, so the apparel, and hopefully by the time this is on air, we'll have the merchandise page live on our website where people can order Pinning Down Autism merchandise. Every piece of merchandise will actually have been manufactured by somebody on the autism spectrum.
Is that incredible?
It's really a wonderful program. Correct.
I love it. I love the fact that people are using and are being proactive. They're being possible. All things are possible, by the way. All things are possible. Don't tell me.
Yeah. And you know, people inside the wrestling world, none of this comes as any surprise. You know, and I love the fact that we have our events, not just the events here, but no matter where you've gone and no matter where you go to a Pinning Down Autism or Wrestling Against Autism event, people who have never been exposed to wrestling and probably would not have been are seeing the best of our character in a completely irrefutable way. And I think it just brings the worlds together. It brings our niche out into the mainstream in the way that we want it portrayed.
You mean we're using our collective strength of the wrestling community for the betterment of mankind?
I'd say you summed it up perfectly.
Imagine that. A sport that we admire so much and the people in it actually, you know, being fairly public with what you and I have known all along. And that wrestlers are strong physically, emotionally. Most wrestlers are a bunch of cream puffs. They're very loving individuals, very giving people. And I think it's just tremendous. We're talking with the founder of Pinning Down Autism, Jason Bross. He's talking to us from the East Coast, where, you know, if you think about what's happened and transpired over the last few years, you know, well, I think you've got your fourth annual event coming up June 6th, right, on Staten Island?
That is correct. It's become an annual tradition now that people look forward to and mark on their calendars.
How many mats will you be using for this event?
We'll have four mats down. Typically, we'll run the tournament on three mats. It's a takedown tournament, so it moves along pretty well. And the fourth mat, it's kind of become a novelty, and it's been kind of a trademark of our event. It's the challenge mat, if you will, whereby we try to take, you know, fantasy wrestling and turn it into reality. Last year, since they canceled the Empire State Games, we kind of threw up a dual meet, open freestyle duel, New York City versus Long Island. And also, when I talk about fantasy wrestling, you always see on the message boards, how would this champion from 2 years ago have done against that champion from this year? So we get them together and we create the match. And it's just a lot of fun. It's something that, you know, and there's always impromptu matches that are called out, coach against coach. And the rule is if you're there, part of the benefit, bring your shoes.
Yeah.
You can't refuse any reasonable challenge. So, you know, it just creates a lot of fun. You know, you never know who's going to end up in a match. You know, I always try to get in there in a match. You know, I don't let my body want to hear a match, you know, for better or worse.
For better or for worse.
Yeah, exactly. So it's really, you know, we try to make it a celebration of, you know, all the good that our sport is about.
Well, it's coming up on the 9th of May. The inaugural Pinning
Down
Autism.
Carolina.
Right. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's the Pinning Down Autism event in North Carolina in Fayetteville, North Carolina, in conjunction with the other event. Dan Gable, by the way, once said that wrestling is a standard of excellence. It is that standard of excellence in sports and in life that will lead us to find cures for the things overtaking us. Still true to this day, isn't it?
I couldn't agree more. Yeah, boy, you see. Dan Gable, do you really like the Yogi Berra of wrestling just coming up with these brilliant quotes?
Yeah.
You know, true. I somewhere on a website I saw Dan doing a clinic in New Jersey, and you know, he sums his clinics up, I guess, with a little motivational talk, and he said that, and I just had to slow it down and play it a few times, and I said, if, you know, to me, if there, you know, as far as you know, having a child with a condition that is, it is overtaking us, that really hit home.
Well, North Carolina USA Wrestling has sanctioned this event called Map Madness, by the way, which is 3 days of wrestling that'll challenge the most competitive competitor. The weekend kicks off at the North Carolina USA Greco-Roman State Championships on Friday night, May 7th. North Carolina Freestyle State Championships on the Saturday, May 8th. And upon completion of the Freestyle Championship Wrestling Clinic with Mike Krause on Sunday, May 9th, the Pinning Down Autism Tournament kicks off with all proceeds going to help serve students with autism spectrum disorder. Okay? You can visit the tournament website at, go through rhinowrestling.org. That's one of the best ways to get there, or you can go directly to pinningdownautism.com or .org?
At this moment, it's .com.
Okay.
And very shortly, .org will be linking you through to it as well, but at this point, it's .com.
All right. Folks, you can get out and take part in this. Again, we have some celebrity wrestlers who I call them celebrities because, in my mind, they've done what many others can't, and that is to wrestle at the highest level. Nick Simmons, you mentioned, is already on that list. Is that true?
Yeah, and I just happened to look at the Facebook event page, which, you know, of course, you can go to Facebook and just search Pinning Down Autism, and it'll call up the event. I didn't even go through this with Marty Bartram, the director. I just happened to notice Nick Simmons, Ben Askren. I understand Mike Krause also is going to do a benefit clinic as part of the fundraiser, the coach out of Michigan State.
That's pretty cool when you think of the people that are not just attending but that will be competing. You get a chance to really do a great thing. But on the other hand, you get to see some incredible athletes competing. Okay.
And so many of the people at the top of our sport, you know, anything they could do. Terry Brand, Dan Gable, Henry Cejudo have all sent me stuff to raffle off. I know. Jeff Sittler has just gotten a bunch of great stuff from John Smith, Rulon Gardner, some of their merchandise to help with the fundraiser out there. So it's almost like, you know, to a man in the community, what can I do to help this?
Well, it's all about that winning spirit, okay?
Right.
And if you'd like more information, you can contact Marty Bartram at 910-824-0024. Again, that's 910-824-0024 or Rhino Coach. That's R-H-I-N-O, Rhino Coach at rhinowrestling.org. Easy enough to get to. There's a lot of folks that are going to be attending and competing. We encourage you to take part in this. By the way, all modified folk style divisions are $15, okay? The New Way, USAW members, and $17 for non-members. All freestyle Greco-Roman divisions are $15. Participants must be USAW members if you're competing in those. You don't have to be if you're competing in the Pinning Down Autism event. Is that correct? You're leaving that wide open?
That I would have to defer to Marty Bartram, the event director, as far as those details. But I can certainly clarify that, and, we can make more information available, as such as needed.
All right. Well, whatever we can do to help, it's our pleasure. Certainly Pinning Down Autism, we'd just soon see autism go away. But with the current funding from our federal government, I don't see that happening because it's very expensive, the research.
Nothing I'd like more than to never have to do these events, but or do them in celebration of what once was.
Absolutely.
And no longer is. Yeah, of course.
Jason, up against the clock, one more time, give them the website. We've got about 20 seconds.
It is www.pinningdownautism.com. And check back with us from time to time on updates. Join the Facebook cause, which is a good way to get updates on what's going on, keep up to date. And the little things you can do to pitch in, we'll keep people informed.
Appreciate it, Jason Brossman, the founder of Pinning Down Autism.